Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Of course, we do it thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World in Bendigo. And the weekend is just around the corner, Shane. That's without stating the obvious. But a plan of attack heading into a fishing trip. A lot of people would probably this weekend just throw the rods into the boat or into the car and just head off to their favourite fishing spot. But nine times out of ten, it's great to develop a plan.
Yeah, certainly, Daniel, myself, I like to have a plan of attack, as you could say. And first thing I always check out is the weather. So what's the weather forecast going to do? So this week, I know like tomorrow, we're potentially going to have some very heavy rains throughout central Victoria. So obviously you would chuck your raincoats in and those sorts of things. In your boat, if you are going to go fishing out of a boat, make sure that you have all your safety equipment. And probably one big thing with that, Daniel, is make sure you wear your life jacket. It is compulsory, and it is there to save your life as well. So there's a couple of tips before I would even hesitate on going fishing over the weekend.
I'm talking with Shane Stevens. We're talking fishing, and speaking of fishing, a few reports from around the region.
Yes, certainly we've had some very, very mild autumn weather, and Lake Fines at the foot of the Grampians, there's certainly been some lovely redfin being caught up there. Now, they're caught on a variety of soft plastics just drifting out of boats, and you can also fish along the rock wall there of Lake Fines and Lake Wenderee at our back door here in Ballarat. Redfin, now these are magnificent redfin, Daniel. We call them trophy-sized redfin, and they're up around the high 40-centimetre mark, and they've been caught on a variety of soft plastic lures and also hard-bodied lures, and they've been caught off the shore and also out of drifting boats. And probably the main area to target there is the main rowing channel, where there's not as much weed as there is in other areas of the Lake Wenderee.
So there's a few reports there, and also your plan of attack if you are heading away this weekend. Shane Stevens, thank you very much for your time. And we do it thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World. And if I can use a fishing term, tight lines.
Absolutely, and that's what we really want, Daniel, tight lines for sure.
Enjoy your week.
Thanks, Daniel.